Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, what is going on? I'm told that there is something that you would like to discuss.
So there is all sorts of good news coming out of Massachusetts when it comes to containing the coronavirus. As a matter of fact, the latest compilation of data from all over the country shows, and I think this might have been the CDC who released this, but they ranked every state as to, you know, whether there is a larger spread or there's an outbreak or it's close to being contained. But there were only three states in America that were on track to containing the coronavirus. Those states were Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts.
Oh, I hope I didn't ruin it by going to Tennessee.
You might have done that. You might have brought it back here, and now it's all screwy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I was in the middle of nowhere with no contact with anyone outside of my family. But I'll tell you what, give me the 5 vacation days. All right, go ahead.
All right, so they ended up...
I'm not happy. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you got to, you know, go on the jet ski. So sure,
yeah, I could have done that because I wanted to work. Go ahead.
So you're saying you're angry about this?
I think that it was punitive, and I think that it was under the guise of health, and I don't think that that was the concern.
What was the
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, what is going on? I'm told that there is something that you would like to discuss.
So there is all sorts of good news coming out of Massachusetts when it comes to containing the coronavirus. As a matter of fact, the latest compilation of data from all over the country shows, and I think this might have been the CDC who released this, but they ranked every state as to, you know, whether there is a larger spread or there's an outbreak or it's close to being contained. But there were only three states in America that were on track to containing the coronavirus. Those states were Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts.
Oh, I hope I didn't ruin it by going to Tennessee.
You might have done that. You might have brought it back here, and now it's all screwy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I was in the middle of nowhere with no contact with anyone outside of my family. But I'll tell you what, give me the 5 vacation days. All right, go ahead.
All right, so they ended up...
I'm not happy. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you got to, you know, go on the jet ski. So sure,
yeah, I could have done that because I wanted to work. Go ahead.
So you're saying you're angry about this?
I think that it was punitive, and I think that it was under the guise of health, and I don't think that that was the concern.
Hmm. What was the explanation? Can you just tell us that?
My agent was under the impression that everyone had to take a week's vacation once they came back. And then that was not the case, because no one is to take a week's vacation. And the midday show is still on location. So even if everything being equal, I could have been on the air on Monday with the home quarantine.
Yep.
So I did nothing wrong.
Did you follow up since then? That's been several months.
Oh, I'm working on it now, baby. I'm getting those days back. Don't you worry. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
If you get them back, does that mean I get an extra week of vacation?
I think you're going to be in Nantucket for a while, buddy.
That's not vacation, though. I think I am, too.
I think
that's
Mitchell vacation. Lies out the window at this point.
No, yeah, what an extra week of vacation happens.
You don't get an extra week of vacation. I get it because they charged me with the vacation. I didn't want to vacation at my parents' house where I'm locked inside or I can only go on the lake. That's not when I want to take my vacation. I want to do what I want to do. But I had the audacity to go to Tennessee. In the middle of nowhere, where like one person has coronavirus. Boo! I'm getting those days back. I'll tell you that right now.
And you're getting me a week too.
I hope they give you 10 weeks vacation. I don't care.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, give Rich 10 weeks vacation. I don't care. I want my week of vacation back. That was not fair to me. I honestly wanted to work from Tennessee. It was something to do. It was talking to other people around my age. I mean, you know, I'm fighting with everyone in the house. It was nice. And then I could take a nice nap when it was over.
Can't take a nap when you wake up at a normal time. They don't let you do that. You got an excuse if you have to wake up at, you know.
Yeah, and then it was like all the homeschooling, so I could sleep all through that.
Yeah, that was the
lucky you.
But you'd think that I went to like Taiwan or something and got the what? Or I went to Milan, Wuhan.
Well, Milan was in a bad shape too. I think Paris was pretty bad for a while there. Or Italy.
Yeah, Milan's not in Italy.
Not France. Yeah.
And you said Paris too.
I did say Paris, city. Which would not be in Paris.
All right, go ahead. So everyone's excited. New England's the best. Look at us.
It is the best. However, there are chances that when you look around the country that everyone could just start blowing it for everyone. Well, first of all, did you hear what's going on? This is kind of a little bit sidetracked. Did you hear what's going on in the North End? So the North End was brilliant. Yeah. They did something amazing, and they opened up the streets. You know, there's outdoor dining now, and it was a godsend to all of these restaurants, especially before they made it so you could eat inside just this week. So all the owners are like, this is great. This is fantastic. But I guess today there's a mandatory meeting. Mandatory.
Emergency. I'm going to be there. The blue light. Turn it back on.
It's an emergency meeting that was called because according to like complaints and like these articles that have come out, I guess that they've just completely, not they, but there are some restaurants that have blown off every type of restriction they're supposed to have. Like, the table's supposed to be 6 feet apart from each other. They're on top of each other. Yeah. It's supposed to be no more than six people per table. They've got, like, gigantic family tables where everyone's coming on.
Oh, sure.
I guess, like, there's pets that are, like, allowed there. There weren't supposed to be pets. Pets are running around and people are grabbing the pets and going to other tables. And so it's just an all-out, like, street
Nicholas,
party.
Look at it. Come here. I want you to eat at one of these tables.
There's not supposed to be smoke. Like apparently, just it's rampant down there. And so that once again, it's a few people who are blowing it for everybody, but not to quite the extent of what is going on and what I saw announced just this morning. Fred, I know that you are a big fan of live music.
Oh, baby, I can't get enough.
I know you love going to go see the live bands and going to check out the shows. Well, there is a festival that was announced yesterday that's going to be from July 16th to July 18th in Ringgold, Wisconsin, and it's being labeled the Herd Immunity Rock Festival.
Hell yeah.
It is going to be at the Q&Z Expo Center, and it is going to be not socially distanced, live music, hoping for a sellout, a music festival.
It's going to sell out.
Featuring none other than Dan Hit It. Static X.
Oh, Static X. Wasn't one of those guys a child molester?
Well, one of the guys died, I think. I don't know if one of them was a child. I know that one of them.
Yeah, I guess Wayne Static, I'm being told, is dead. And I think one of the guys is a child molester.
Okay. Well, hopefully he's not in the band anymore, because it sounds like there's going to be this music festival. It's basically new metal but rockapalooza. Static X
with like one original member, as opposed drummer. With all the original members, which I would be all about.
Static X, Nonpoint,
Dope. Okay, what's this? Oh, Dope. Dope were all into porn stars. I think one of them married a porn star. They were fun to interview. They thought that they were good. All right, so what was the second band that you mentioned?
Nonpoint.
Okay, what song? I recall the name. What song did Nonpoint play?
Oh, I'm sure they went on tour with Chevelle at some point or some other, like Trapped. So Nonpoint is on the, I don't even know. Dope, Royal Bliss, Boba Flex, and then randomly there's a band just called Saul. Or maybe it's just a guy. Maybe it's just a very sensible...
S-A-U-L?
Saul. So I think it's just a guy.
It's like my accountant?
I got to look that up.
It's a guy that just shows up in a suit. Hey, it's me, Saul.
I'm Saul. What do you want out of me?
Just talks to the crowd. Hi, yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, what do you want out of me?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the menacing sounds of Saul.
Yeah, so what can I do for you guys today? I'm Saul.
Hey. Just shakes hands of everyone. Just go, hey, guys.
Yeah,
I have an answer. They're a heavy metal band from Iowa.
Ooh.
In the vein of... what's that one band with all the masks and everything?
Oh, Slipknot. Yes, Slipknot. It's like a Slipknot type. I just called Saul. It would be even better if it was just a dude that came out on stage. So the promoter came out there and said, music in itself is great, but live streams are not what we need. We need live music. Feel it to the bones. Run shivers up your spine. Is he talking about what happens when you're on a ventilator?
By the
I'm
way,
not quite sure.
I take back that this is going to sell out. I take it all back.
They're calling it the Herd Immunity Rock
I don't
Festival.
Care if coronavirus never existed. This show is... You had me at Static X.
3-day passes, Fred? Any guess how many? It's 3 days, by the way, because there's a whole bunch of other
bands. $3.
$105.50.
Oh, my. 50 cents.
Just to, you know.
Just for good luck.
Just for good luck. That's $5 is for Static X. $100 is for Saul. Saul is, he's the guy who's going to bring in all the money. He's just
is this Saul?
The guy in a suit and standing there.
Just shredding with like a briefcase.
I write this letter.
All right, I've had enough.
Okay, that's enough. Enough butt rock for me. I said, and by the way, Wisconsin, they just ruled against the stay-at-home order in May, but the governor's like really pissed about it, and the numbers once again are going up there as well. He called it the Wild West with no lockdown in place, so I don't know if they'll get in trouble for this. I don't know if there's any kind of like law in the books. But just get ready. You're going to see little pockets like this just start happening.
Oh, what? Two people are going to get it? I mean, there's no one going to go to this Static X show.
Dude,
what are you crazy?
You know the Midwest. You know that area. You
yeah,
know that that's
but,
like where
but
rock
that's,
still reigns.
I know, but that's like poison and stuff. Like, no one likes Static X.
Where is the Gathering of the Juggalos? Isn't that kind of in that area?
It doesn't really matter where it is. It's just, they come from all over the world, Rich. It doesn't. It's not about the location.
You don't think all the X-heads are going to show up for this?
Detroit supports its heavy metal, but hair metal. I don't think Static X stands a chance anywhere.
You don't think the Saul Assault's going to show up?
And by the way, there is such a thing as evolution. If you're going risking all of this to go see Static X, kind of get what you deserve in a way. Not quite. You got to weigh the pros and cons
of
going to an event. And if this is what's going to drag you out of the house for the Herd Immunity, then
it's the Herd Immunity Rock Festival.
So I think you are overestimating that this is going to cause problems for the nation. I think this is going to be
just real quick,
like about a handful of people. Yes.
So Wayne Static, the lead singer of Static X, is dead. The new lead singer wears a mask that looks like Wayne Static.
Wayne's
on stage. Yeah.
Was Wayne Static a child molester?
Nick's looking into that for me.
Please.
I don't know about that.
And the canceled Juggalos convention or whatever was supposed to be, the gathering, was at Nelson Ledges Quarry Park in Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's a bad thing when... Insane Clown Posse cancels.
Yeah.
Right. When they're the responsible ones.
Yeah. When they're like, all right, we can't really do this in good conscience. That's when you know that you're making a mistake. I wonder how many bands that they, in all honesty, I wonder how many bands that they sifted through before they got to the lineup that they got.
I think Static X is from Wisconsin.
So?
No, what I mean
why
is
don't they
that
just
I
have Henry Winkler stand on stage?
But you know how it is. There's weird local bands that draw a ton in like a place where they would draw nothing anywhere else. Maybe Static X is a band that, you know, draws several thousand people. Every state's got like a band that's like that.
I don't know.
The Smack?
Like no, doesn't like Guster still like sell out places around here?
Are they from here? Or
aren't they Western Mass?
Didn't they have them do like something before a game?
Yeah. Guster played at like Christopher Columbus Park.
Yes,
before like something. That's right. It was like Guster.
The
like,
idea
who's
that
into Guster.
The idea that Guster is still playing is really annoying.
I saw a guy with a license plate that said Guster fan on the back of it.
By the way, the main guy in Guster has hair like AC Green.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was the guitarist from the band Static X who went afoul of the law.
Yeah, that was a child molester. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I knew something.
Something was up with that.
I knew something was going on with Static X. I don't even think I did a pretty much a metal show on the radio for 2 years, and I don't even know if we played that much Static X. I interviewed them. They kind of came and went.
I wonder if these guys have ever heard of White Zombie before.
I thought it was White Zombie, and I'm like, nah, that can't be it, because that would actually be a band of some...
some notoriety. Yeah. Right. Somebody who actually doesn't need the money.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. If you want to see a bunch of garbage bands, including Dope, who I just interviewed one time, and they had a bunch of really ugly porn stars with them. That I will never forget.
Saul.
And Saul, that just has a bunch of very efficient people around him to keep notes. All right, so we'll be back in just a moment.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, I talked to a lot of people about this, Scott, and they're really excited about 60 games as opposed to 162 games. I can't tell you that I share that belief.
Understood.
I think 162 is the only way to go. However, with our attention span today, especially with our young people, they need excitement all the time. And 60 games, mad dash to the finish, every game matters. And in baseball, Scott, you know this, a bad team can go into Yankee Stadium and win 3 games in a row. That can't happen in the NBA, but it can in baseball. That's what's so exciting about this is your team, you say, well, we can't last 162, but we might be able to do something in 60 games, and that's got some people excited.
You want to play Passan here too, or not? Passan. Do you want to play him?
That was Kirchin. You just like he was
so,
all.
So we can play baseball writer octaves. Just play the beginning of Passan.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. This is it, right?
What happens if I test positive on the road?
So he is got that going too.
They all turn into a certain weatherman from
Al Caprillion.
Hey, everyone. How you doing? My TV meteorologist, Al Caprillion. We have Amplitudinal.
I thought that was an Adult Swim bit the first time I saw him on my TV.
What happens if I test positive on the road?
It's like he just got the Pinkerton record that he has in the background. Well, I am very excited about baseball coming back. I am. I'm more excited about baseball coming back than I am about really anything else. Because I just need it in the back. I just need it. I need it. I need 60 games.
It's a comforting safety net. I get it. It's a comforting thing that's always there that you can always rely on. And for 2 months, it's going to be there. 3 months, including October. It'll be there.
Right. And, I've heard sports talk radio shows do, are you alienated from baseball? Did this alienate you from baseball? If you like baseball, this didn't do anything. John claims that it did, but John's going to watch baseball.
I'll watch it, but it won't be something that I eagerly anticipate. I mean, I can't help thinking about the near future of the sport and how ugly it's going to be. After this season, in whatever form it takes, it's over.
It's going to be ugly in that players won't make as much money.
Well, no, we're right back at it next March.
Yes.
We're right back at it, only it's going to be 10 times worse.
Why don't you live in the moment?
Instead of
projecting what may happen.
I think, you know what? You need to take
more of a Zen approach to this.
I should just hang loose,
Durham style.
I really should.
Bull Durham style. Just live in the moment.
Live in the now, dude.
I don't know which one I believe more, but whether, because this could have, there's potential that this could be some of the lowest, not the first week. The first week's going to be huge. Everyone's going to be watching baseball because it's back and it's going to have like the whole market to itself. But once the NBA and the NHL finals, whenever the NHL finals are going to start, or playoffs, rather.
They're playing.
Well, then hurry up and announce
they
when.
Don't, they
You're
know
running
what,
out of time.
They know, they're not running out of time. They know what they're doing.
They got it down to six. Three Canadian cities, three American cities,
yes.
One of each.
Teams are practicing.
Vancouver and Vegas,
they're not
whatever
all practicing.
It is.
Part of the team is practicing.
Fine. The ones that are here are practicing.
About half the roster is allowed on the ice at any given time.
Right.
And
which is more than the NBA is doing.
A month. Well, I mean, no, because you've got, like, the Raptors. They're already down in Florida. They're all practicing. But, I mean, they also have dates on calendars. They don't even know a place they're going to play yet, Fred. That's not even –
They know when they're starting. Do you think that they're just they're trying to figure out what it behooves them the most where to play?
And why they haven't figured that out yet, I have no idea.
Because they have cities bargaining and lobbying. I mean, why tip your hand?
They have to figure out how to close down the areas in those cities to make the appropriate bubble for these teams to play in. And it's not just
Whereas
one
baseball
team.
Just said F it.
Right, basically. That's exactly right. And NHL teams have to figure out how to quarantine 12 teams in a city. It's not easy. It's not private property. You don't have control over everything. It's hard, especially when you are in a city that's not built for it and you have to get these teams to and from practice rinks. By the way, there aren't 12 of them either. You got
to
get them in and out.
I just find it believe that there's not a place in Canada that doesn't have five rinks in like a complex. I just find that really hard to believe.
Well, they got rid of Dallas, and Dallas apparently has a million rinks because they were trying to do something there to get people to play hockey. But, I mean, if they go to Edmonton, I mean, that's just – they can walk around.
You got
to
figure there's some academy in like Saskatoon or something that has all of these rinks – you know, for the juniors and the thousands of kids that play in Nowhereville, like Mile 29 Canada, wherever it is. I mean,
the negative and positive of this shortened season is the negative, as I was saying. After the first week, once the other two leagues start doing the playoffs, like, I mean, I don't watch baseball until the playoffs are over. I just don't care. It's if it's on the background, great. But I don't even care who wins, loses. It's too much to pay attention to with two leagues that are in the playoffs. But, you know, Tim Kurchin, between all of his cackling and his voice cracking, did make one decent point, and that is you can't afford to go in and crap a series.
Right.
Like, if you go to, wherever, and you get swept, that's a big deal when there's only 60 games.
And it's not only that. I mean, you know, the Washington Nationals, after 50 games last year, were 19-31.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. You're going to get teams in there. And how many times have we – I think it was Pittsburgh last year. It was like a half a game out of first place at the All-Star break and finished last in their division. I mean, you're going to get teams that don't necessarily have the roster that are in the playoffs and really good teams who don't make it.
And then managing your roster, and then do you pitch guys on short rest? I mean, there's like a bunch of things that you have to think about.
Wait, are you saying strategy's involved?
Not as much with the stupid DH.
Sorry, Rich, I couldn't help myself.
You and Dan Roach make me sick. You call yourselves these baseball fans.
American League fan, what do you want? This is what we grew up on.
To have some sort of knowledge and to appreciate strategy and moving things along.
The Red Sox wouldn't have won at least two World Series if they didn't have the big fat DH.
Yeah.
And by the way, J.D. Martinez, who barely is able to field his position in left or right field depending upon the ballpark, he'll play left field at Yankee Stadium and right field at Fenway Park. Whatever the case may be, reverse.
It's amazing that you would want a guy, a player, to be able to field a position, to show some sort of athleticism.
Since 1973, you haven't needed it.
Rob Deere, there you go. All he did was make wind. He would just swing real hard in hell or high water. He's like Dave Kingman, hell or high water.
Mm-hmm.
If I make contact, it's gone. If I don't.
Correct. I'll take the 200 strikeouts in the interim.
There was nothing like Fielder, Deere, and Tettleton to really get to go 1-2-3 in an inning.
Those guys were good for about 575 or 600 whiffs a season between the three of them.
Please. Yeah. I mean, Rob Deere batted like 190.
Yes. The Red Sox had him at the end of his career. He came here.
The idea he stuck around. He would, if you want to talk about a guy that would never play now with analytics and everything, is Rob Deere.
Yep. Actually, baseball's coming back around to his way of thinking. So,
You got to be able to put the ball in play. I know there's launch angles and everything else.
Have you seen the strikeout totals?
Not Rob Deere. They're not hitting 190.
Okay.
I mean, Rob Deere, go look him up in 1993.
I was around when he was playing. I'm very well aware of his. Feel free to jump in.
We're talking.
All
about
I know is that I'm being sidetracked because Dan Roach just tweeted a picture of him holding a baseball in his car.
Yeah, he carries a baseball in his attaché case.
And by the way, it's not the old school baseball. You notice the signature on the baseball. It's Rob Manfred. It's a new baseball he carries around.
Yeah. I think he got it like at a game. So who's the guy whose home run ball he's supposed to have gotten on his kid's birthday or something?
Oh, that was Luis Alcaea.
Yeah,
there's no way that was the ball. But Dan insists that that's the case.
It's just a photo of the ball, like a close up, and you can tell he's in his car. And then above the picture, it just says baseball. Like, I mean, these writers are going to be the only thing that's going to be close to the excitement of these writers would be when Bobby Valentine showed up for the first time.
And they were all wrong, for me. Right.
We had a parade, not just you. I think we all kind of sniffed that one out. But
we had a parade
of writers on who swore by Bobby Valentine.
And they made, just like with Hoyer, and they all made fun of me. And they all said how dumb I was because I said, look at this spring training. And they were saying how revolutionary it was. And I'm wrong all the time.
The fact that he was out of baseball for a decade before he got the job.
When I heard what he was doing in spring training, I said a travel team of 17-year-olds wouldn't want to be coached like that, let alone major leaguers. He was out at shortstop showing Iglesias how to field ground balls. Iglesias is one of the great defensive shortstops of all time. And he said, what the hell are you going to teach me, stupid? Standing out there with me.
So we just said, why can't Rich deal with the fact that hockey is leading the way? Hockey is good.
I don't know what your deal with hockey
is. They don't have a city. They don't have anything locked down. There's no dates. There's no cities. The players aren't even all back practicing. You know who's leading the way? I'll tell you who's leading the way, Mr. Kevin Swietek at Philly Swy Guy. That would be the MLS. Hockey is getting their ass kicked by soccer.
They are playing.
Soccer figured it out before hockey could.
Because they don't have to worry about crowds.
They're in Disneyland. They're
neither
in Disney World
hockey.
Also.
Hockey
they're in a quarantine also.
No one cares about the MLS except for stupid people in Atlanta.
You know who got figured out before hockey? Everyone else.
No.
Every other league has dates on calendars.
There is more of a chance of hockey happening than basketball.
No,
oh, I'm not.
Come
no, 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 no.
On.
That one you're wrong.
Absolutely.
No, no, no,
no. No, if something goes south, all I hear is about all the problems basketball's having. I don't hear anything
what
about hockey.
What are the problems that basketball's having?
Because is this bubble going to work? Da 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 da.
They have more protocols in place. We've said how many times on this show that they've done the absolute best they can.
Okay, so
it's much harder to lock down a city than it is what they're doing in the NBA.
I disagree.
Much harder.
I disagree.
Why?
I think that if you get a hotel and you put the and you get and you rent out the hotel and it's only for the players and
like they did with the NBA,
which is what the NBA is doing. No, but they're in Orlando where there's a bunch of conditions. These guys
then the players are in Vegas in hockey where there's tons of conditions too.
No, they're going to rent out three restaurants. The guys are going to be able to go to the restaurants, go to the hotel,
like the NBA has done.
No, the NBA, there's people at the hotels. There's a bunch
of people at the hotels with the NHL.
No, servers at the hotels that go home also.
No, there's
staff
not.
At the hotel.
Fine.
So the hockey players are going to make they're going to make their own meals. Is that what you're saying? They're going to make their own beds. They're going to do all the stuff on their own. They're going to work the front desk.
No, but I'm not. They're going to test the people at the hotel.
They're going to do the same thing for the NBA. The NBA has private property they can cordon off.
Anyway, fine. Whatever, NBA. The NHL is playing. They know what they're going to do. They're in the – and by the way,
they made Fight Island happen, and the NHL doesn't have anything.
Yeah,
an island of their own.
By the way, the NHL, I've been told, wants fans.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know where that came from, but
I don't know.
I've been told by two people that the NHL wants fans.
Well, I'm sure they want fans, but
they want fans.
Is it responsible? Is it responsible to put fans?
I don't know.
There?
They put fans in other things. I mean, all I'm telling you is I've been told by two people that they want fans. Now, is that going to be a make or break thing? No, but that they're.
I don't think there's been any fans in anything indoor yet.
Fine.
I know NASCAR
whatever.
Has
they're maneuvering to try to get fans. To be able to
golf,
go to the games.
NASCAR, UFC fighting, lacrosse.
All right, Rich.
Every lacrosse. Other league has dates on. Yes, the National Lacrosse League, Paul Vrabel's thing that he's got. Dude, they got a TV deal. They're all with dates on calendars ready to go and protocols.
Right, what are they on?
And yet hockey's got nothing.
Yeah, all right. Well, you're wrong about hockey. They know what they're doing. I can tell you that right now. They don't need to give you the date. They know what they're doing.
They're running out of time.
No, they're not. They're on time. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
Just haven't made it public yet.
Yes.
It's a lot harder to nail down details in a city than it is for, okay, we're taking over this private piece of property and we control a lot
of
things.
Well, if I had cities lobbying for my services, why would I jump the gun? Why would I go? There's nothing but patience. I know when I want to start.
Because you got to start a second the next
Rich.
Season. You're not going to have enough time to start
Rich,
next season.
They know when they're starting. The NBA hasn't started yet. The
but
NHL
they had dates. They've had dates for a while.
It doesn't matter. You don't know the dates. They do. I mean, you don't need to know the dates. I don't need to know the dates. They know what they want to do. They have cities lobbying for their services. You don't need to know the dates. They know perfectly well that what they're going to do. I'm telling you, they're playing. I mean, you're all hysterical that you don't know the dates. They don't need us to know
the dates.
I'm
more pissed off. It's not that I don't think they're going to play.
Well, then,
it's that this is really weird that it's taken this long for them to figure this out. When everyone else has. It doesn't give me a lot of confidence. I still think they're going to play.
Then what do you care?
But it doesn't give me a lot of confidence.
Then what do you care if you think they're going to play? What do you need to know everything?
He wants to know.
Sure. Yes, I do. Okay. I do want to know because everyone else has done
it. He wants to know. He doesn't care about
baseball.
Because the
NHL is becoming the NHL awards of all the leagues.
You don't, no, it's not. I tell you what, they got people practicing more than the NBA does. They got people practicing. They've opened up the facilities. I mean, they have people practicing.
Half the team.
What does the NBA have?
They've got, I think, all the players can come back. They just can't practice together.
Yeah, the NHL, half the team
can
practice together.
Except for in Florida, where the Raptors are playing together.
Okay, half of an NHL team can play together. In the NBA, they can do individual workouts. So there you go. All right, we have to break. Here are the headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused.
Toucher and Rich.
What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I talked to Avery Bradley tonight, his wife Ashley, and this was a decision made really on behalf of their children. They have three children, but a six-year-old son who has a history of respiratory issues and illness, and they didn't believe he would be cleared medically to be able to go in the bubble. Avery Bradley worried about leaving and bringing something into his home coming out of the bubble, and he just said, as much as I love playing for the Lakers, I want to win a championship, I'm going to put my family first, and didn't want to do 3 months away from them. And the Lakers, I'm told, found out about this earlier, prior to when we reported the story tonight. So they've already been discussing the possibility of adding J.R. Smith. It was inevitable. He would find his way to L.A.
Back with LeBron.
Reunite with LeBron James.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're touching Rich. We'll get to Avery Bradley. But first, there is shots across the bow.
It would seem.
I mean, this is, there is shots across, not with us.
No.
It doesn't involve us, but it does involve the radio station. John, take me through it. I have not seen it, but
Trouble in Paradise from 2 to 6, apparently. James Stewart just posted this, and he posted a video of Michael Felger, you know, saying something about Troy Brown, whatever the case may be.
It doesn't matter. Right.
It says here, we on top of the video, we did this last year. It was a time where Felger had an opinion on everything and wasn't just facilitating conversation like his recently found idol, Mike Greenberg. Interesting.
I mean, that's a straight up
that's a shot
insult, and that's not even like couched in a joke.
No, according to Jimmy, I texted him because I'm like, well, what's that about? And Jimmy said it's been a show joke for a while that Felger is more of a conversation facilitator than a hard opinion guy.
I think James Stewart likes Felger when he's – I think his whole thing was, if you have an opinion, be a bear. Like, go out there and you attack them, and you make sure that you are 100% in.
Have you ever seen a bear hunt its prey and tear it apart?
So
I bet if you asked James Stewart, he would prefer old Felger to the new one, who is actually willing to listen and you know, possibly be swayed by somebody who.
So he's basically
talking about.
So I think that post pretty much confirms
what
that.
What I think is that he believes that Maz is the voice of the show now. I mean, you can extrapolate that from his tweet, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Maz keeps Felger, getting angry at things.
If
yes,
Felger is a facilitator, that makes Maz the star of the show.
The take guy, yeah.
I think that James Stewart, I've heard him bust Felger's balls for this a few times on the show. I think that's kind of his thing. It's like, stop waffling.
All right.
Give me an opinion.
But that's fine. But I mean, you know. I mean, it's a fair criticism, I suppose. He would know more than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that Felger is no longer the star of the show.
Trying to you know, torque Mike a bit, get him back to where he was before.
See, I didn't even have a problem with any of that. It was the, like, his recently found idol, Mike Greenberg.
Yes,
you compare
no, that,
me to Mike Greenberg.
That's a shot and a half right there.
Yeah,
that's
me, that was the only toxic. Ooh. The rest of it was just, like, part of the show. And, hey, I wish you had to, you know, busting your balls. But then you go all Mike Greenberg on him. And oh, my goodness gracious.
That's something that sits you up and makes you take notice. Yep.
You're not even Golic. You're Greenberg.
I know.
Yeah. Have you ever felt a butterfly knife when you start swinging it around
Blade, no blade, blade, no blade. Kill, don't kill. It's all in the hands of fate.
I see.
You put one bullet in the chamber and you let it ride.
By the way,
live or die, bitch.
That's right. What was that movie where they're all deer sitting
hunter.
There?
It's the deer hunter, right. Stupid. Have you ever hunted a deer with your bare hands?
Speaking of Jay Stu, did you see that report that came out that men who own cats are less likely to get dates on dating websites?
No, when they're shocking. Pictured with cats.
Shocking that single guys with cats would get fewer dates than single guys with dogs.
I mean, this is great because some scientist's job was to show hundreds of women photos of two men. One had a picture of them with and the other one without a cat. And their responses were basically that if you had a cat, you got noticeably a worse reaction.
What if you're just standing in a land of cat corpses?
Oh, I mean, that's, you know, you're the bad
right.
boy.
Swipe right.
Then you're just a bad boy then.
What if you're covered in the sickly smell of irony? Iron, like the element. Iron, cat blood. Oh, the smell of iron. The taste.
And now James Stewart is saying, somebody said that Bruins commercial ruined his take machine, and James Stewart said it legit broke him. So he thinks that he's been broken.
What Bruins commercial?
Remember the one that said, they'll never amount to anything. Remember when the Bruins were in the playoffs?
Oh, that's right. And they used a little clip from Felger's show how, you know, this team can't do it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even remember. I don't even think it was the team that they won. I think that might have been 13 that
have
happened.
Have a take or die.
What's that?
Have a take or die.
Yeah, that's right.
What's your opinion, bitch?
You're bleeding. Fact, not opinion.
It appears you've broken your nose. Whoopsie-daisies.
All right, while we're firing shots. We should, Yes.
Want to go down the stairs a little quicker?
I don't think so.
I'll give you a nice push.
That would be a good idea. Jay Stu. All right, while we're firing shots across the ball, let's go ahead and take line one. Someone wants to yell at me.
All righty. Luke, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, speaking of firing shots across the bow, Rich, or should I call you Chicken Little? I understand the world is falling apart and everything's awful. You can't go anywhere or look anywhere without seeing that. So I use your guys' show, obviously, has been my last thing where, you know, it's a distraction for me the way sports would be for other people. And now your show is just COVID and social justice, but anytime Fred or anybody tries to bring up anything positive, maybe there's a glint of light, they can't finish the sentence before Rich is shutting them down with the worst case scenario, saying, no, but this, but that, but then this. And, I mean, I don't know how you live like that, man, but, I mean, it's got to stop. This, like, you guys used to do a show without sports before you came to Boston. I've been listening to you since you've been to Boston. And when you came in and you had to do sports, you had to kind of change the show. And now there's no sports, and you feel like, well, I don't know what to do with the show. Like, why is the show, you know, like, you guys don't have anything going on except what's going on in the world? Like, you guys got to revert back to your old days where there's no sports. Make a show out of it. You know, like, make bits, do stuff. I haven't heard anything like the old days kind of stuff where, you know, like, what do you, can't do a show without sports, you know, being in the world?
But here's the thing about bits is it's hard because you can't send Nick out, right? And, like, to get Brookline 911, like, no one's around, you know, in the offices. So it's a little challenging to do bits.
Well, I understand it's challenging, but don't you know these are all challenging times that we're in now?
No, we're trying. I mean, we're trying to.
Well, I don't see. That's what I don't see. I think you guys are just being lazy.
No, yesterday we did, we've had a bit almost every day. I mean, but it's just the bits you've
one,
come.
Well, I know, it's the majority of the show that is not, is what I'm saying. The majority of the show is filled up with Rich's social justice warrior and, you know, the COVID stuff. And
well,
I don't
COVID want to stuff, about. Every sport is dealing with that right now.
Yeah,
right? That is the story. You realize that.
I understand it's real. Okay, I understand it's out there.
But it's also but I'm just sports. Saying like so all the sports well, stories.
In fairness, though, Luke, I did do 10 minutes on getting my back waxed.
I could have listened to 60 minutes of that.
Okay,
break.
And I
you
have
realized that we
I have done
the
a
diarrhea song I last to, week, and that we've done fart to, court about 15 times.
COVID talk.
No,
I
understand that it can be like brutal, but I mean this is what's going on, and it's not a debate about what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. It's just, you know, all right, what are these leagues doing? And it's
okay. But do you hear Rich's what my point with Rich? Rich,
yeah, but Rich is in
you shut down everything before okay. we can even say.
But Rich,
give me an example.
How about right this bit or the segment right before the commercial just now, when anytime hockey comes up, we can't finish talking about it before you say that it's in the barrel or in the dumpster already. And like you, that's what I mean.
No. Say, I'm pissed that it's not back. I want it to be back.
No, I know
that was about the whole.
But
I think you missed the entire point of that. It wasn't like they better not have hockey because they're all going to die. No, it was the opposite. It's like, where's hockey? How did you interpret what I was saying as being an anti-hockey because it's too dangerous?
No, that's not what I meant. No. All I'm saying is you present the worst case scenarios anytime anyone tries to turn it to a positive light, whether it be COVID, whether it be a noose, whether it be sports, whatever it is. You are so shutting everything down. Going, no,
what
well,
is the
wait,
best case scenario of the news story?
Sorry?
What is the best case scenario of the news story?
The best case scenario is that it was just a pull down rope from a garage that someone saw and ran with. Like that's like okay.
Instead, and we talked about
we made it a hate crime. We made it a hate crime before it was investigated if it was a hate crime or not.
Because are we going to get into this?
I'm not trying to say it's that's good. I'm just saying it's you're just I don't know if you can't see it. Maybe like, does anyone else there see what I'm talking about Rich always bringing up the worst case scenario before you can even finish a positive thought?
At the beginning of this, I could see what you're saying.
Well, the beginning, I think that we all freaked out a little bit.
Well,
sure.
I mean, Jesus,
but no.
I freaked
how
out.
Could you
I mean,
not?
My whole personal life was in upheaval. But
I'm freaking out because the only one show that I had,
which
is this show,
okay.
is now talking. I may as well be watching the news.
Okay, but all right. Fair enough. But I will say that in terms of bits, the bits that you've come to love over the last so long are we can't do right now because just we can't
because
do
Nick
it.
Can't
but,
go
we
out
filled,
there.
But we have filled it up with Thursdays with Ray. We've got fart court.
Yeah, tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, you can hear my Ray Lewis impression, which everyone loves.
But as far as sports, the sports story has been COVID related. That's the story. And the whole reason that all these sports have been held up is because of that. So, I mean, I don't know what you want us to talk about.
I want the show to be. I want the show to be more balanced. Is all I'm saying.
That's
with what you guys
enough.
Used to do. What you guys made your money, at doing.
Fair enough.
Sports isn't gone.
Right.
You don't know what
give
to
us,
do.
Give us bits you want to hear back. Which ones you want to hear?
All right, I'll email you. Okay, I'll let you know. And
fair
then
enough.
You guys,
take fair enough.
Out of the news and actually, spend an hour and make up a segment for the show.
I understand what you're saying. I understand. Do you remember Shooting the Breeze when Rich was gone, where we just shot the breeze?
I'd rather hear. Well, I mean, I'd rather hear the what was the flushing toilets?
Game of Thrones. Can't do it. Only one person allowed in the bathroom.
We could do Game of Thrones tomorrow if you want. We could do Game of Thrones again.
We don't have enough people on the show. Bird isn't there anymore.
Well, Lockhart,
if you need help. I can come in, or I can think of bits if that's what you're asking. I mean, are you guys just done with that? You're like,
No.
We've been doing it. We do it a bit every day.
No, we're doing bits. But, I mean, just, in terms of the old ones, I mean, we just can't do them.
I keep voting for Dead or Alive, but it never seems to happen.
Well, Dead or Alive can happen. That's easy. That's a throwaway. But there you go. All right, Luke. I can understand your frustration about all the COVID talk, but it's just what's going on right now. Speaking of which, Ty Anderson's going to join us to talk about how the NHL is handling the COVID virus.
Right. You can make me feel better.
All right, so we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.